Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Metallic Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MMG and on the OTCQB under the symbol MMNGF. Shad and I are chatting with the CEO and Chairman, Greg Johnson. Now, Greg, we're starting off to follow up on news recently out of the start of drilling at the La Plata Silver Gold Copper Project in southwest Colorado. Now, we have been talking a lot about the Keno Hill Project in Yukon that has a 10,000-meter drill program ongoing right now. We'll get to that later on. But when it comes to this La Plata project, this phase one drill program, 2,000 meters of diamond drilling, from what I read, test and confirm the porphyry system. Now there has been a lot of historic work done on this project that I know your company is utilizing to further advance some of the targets, but give us a general overview here of what you hope to prove out with this first phase 2,000-meter program.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. I mean, the context here is that the La Plata district is a high-grade, really bonanza-grade silver and gold district, production largely from the 1800s to the 1940s. I think there were 90-some different high-grade mines and prospects. So in many ways, similar to the early history at Keno Hill, you know, with World War II, the U.S. shuts down mining. The small miners don't come back after the war, but Rio Tinto comes into the district recognizing there's this large precious metal rich porphyry system that sits in the center of the district, surrounded by these high grade epithermal vein systems. And so they start to drill. And then later, Phelps Dodge, which became Freeport, comes in and picks up after them, really looking at the bulk tonnage potential. So fast forward to today, Metallic Minerals picks up a district that saw high quality exploration by these two majors, you know, back in the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, but really hasn't seen exploration, you know, in a modern sense in almost 50 years. And so the opportunity for us is to take those 54 drill holes, to put those into a new modern 3D model, to start looking at things like geophysics and satellite technology and things that really highlight the scale of this system, and use that information to look at, one, confirming the system and moving towards a new modern 43-101 resource. And we see a system here that has potential for both bulk tonnage as well as high grade, you know, silver and gold system.
Yeah, Greg, it's interesting on this property that there are some historic drill intercepts that have over 1,000 grams per ton silver, but there's also some pretty nice high-grade and bulk tonnage amenable copper hits in the past on some of the historic drilling. Could you walk us through, you know, how you're looking at, it seems like the two main zones here, the Allard Zone and the Copper Hill Zone, and what you're looking to test on both of those targets?
Yeah, so the system itself, if you look at the broader mineralized system, is over 8 kilometers in strike. In the center of that, about a 3-kilometer system exposed at surface, and you can see this literally from space in the satellite imagery, you've got the central porphyry system. So this is one of those systems where we see this close spatial relationship between the porphyry, which would have been the driver of the heat and the metals that would have driven the high-grade deposits, but also hosts copper, silver, gold, and even platinum group metals within these intrusive units that make up the porphyry system itself. And so our work is taking these known holes that were drilled in the porphyry system and starting to recognize that what we have is several zones that look to be in excess of 1 kilometer in strike that have sufficient drilling to tell us they're holding together. You can go hole to hole in terms of modeling these, and they remain open deeper and a long trend with two kind of main clusters. This area we refer to as the Allard, and this area that we refer to as Copper Hill. And at this point, we're looking at a system that's opening in all directions. We're planning holes to basically drill in between these fences of holes that were quite wide spaced by the majors, and to be able to first confirm, yep, we're hitting the same zone that the model would suggest, and then to start drilling and step out and expand the known area or known footprint of that mineralization.
So, Greg, when it comes to all the targets that your company has isolated on this project, the news release says at least 25 targets within four broader target zones. Chad already mentioned the Allard Zone, Copper Hill Zone. It looks like there's also this RK Zone and the Loader Zone. How are you going to allocate the 2,000 meters in this current program to test as many of these targets as you can?
So the first phase program is really going to be focused on that main Allard system. That's where we see the really substantial grades. There's LP3, a historic hole that had 400 meters starting at surface that was running, you know, up to, you know, almost 0.6% copper equivalent over that entire 400 meters length, ending in mineralization. So that's a big hole. Significant silver and gold credits as part of that copper equivalent grade. And so, you know, looking at that core part of the system to start with and then stepping out from there. So the first 2,000 meters is going to go into the heart of that Allard understanding. Is it still open? Can we confirm these historic numbers? And can we start to step out laterally and deeper on that system? A phase two would start to look at, let's see if we can start to connect the dots at Copper Hill and some of the other targets. And then in addition, some of those other targets that we've identified are from brand new information that's never been done before. The satellite modeling of the remote sensing data and the ground-based IP, which have both developed significant targets that have never had a drill hole in them. And then along with that, if that wasn't enough, we've also got these very high-grade structures that were historically mined in shallow deposits from surface. And understanding through a combination of soils and geophysics, do we have some viable high-grade precious metal-focused targets to pursue as well?
So, Greg, I'm going to post a link to the news release that outlines this phase one drill program. But table one, I want you to talk us through this so everyone can follow along in about the middle part of the news release. There is this table of historic results, or from my understanding, mostly historic results here. Some of these were only assayed for certain minerals. You look at hole one at the very top of that table, 854 meters of width at 0.25% copper. Then also hole three had almost 400 meters of 0.56 copper equivalent. Walk us through this table in terms of what's historic and what you guys are really following up on here.
Yeah, so a table like this, when you see a table listed as a highlight table, that tells you you're looking at something that's going to kind of give you some of the better intercepts. And in this case, this table is showing a combination of both some of this historic drilling that was drilled by Rio Tinto and Freeport. That's the LP series and the C series holes, as well as newer work, the underground sampling, what we call the Allard UG for underground. That was us going in and channel sampling. So basically taking a continuous rock sample from one side of the underground workings to the other. And so in reanalyzing, you know, if you're fortunate when you come into a project like this, you've got core from past workers. Sometimes they didn't analyze it for all the metals. And so you can go back in and resample that, bring it up to date. So for instance, as you pointed out here, most of the focus historically on this drilling was copper, but we know we're in a high grade silver and gold district. The holes that did analyze for silver and gold had some pretty nice values in them. So getting a better handle on the precious metal component is gonna be really important for understanding the overall value here. So this table that you mentioned is really showing you the holes that we think are the best indicators of really the quality of mineralization here, as well as the new results in 95-1 and the Allard Underground that demonstrate with modern assay and quality control that we're confirming the quality of mineralization in terms of both the copper and the precious metals in this bulk tonnage target.
Well, Greg, there's no doubt it's going to be interesting to follow along with the initial drilling here at La Plata in Colorado. But let's migrate up north to the Yukon and take a look at how things are going on your 10,000-meter drill program that you announced on June 9th at your Keno Silver project. I know that you're, I guess, midway into that now, or you're at least into a multi-rig program. Bring us up to date on how things are going up in the Yukon and what the goals of that program are for exploration this year.
Yeah, so Keno Hill has historically been our true flagship. Most people know us for Keno. Historic high grade producing silver district next door to Alexco. Been over 300 million ounces of past production plus current resources. And it's one of the highest grade resources in the industry. We kicked off what will be our biggest drill campaign in the company's relatively short history here at Keno, at least 10,000 meters. First drill arrived in early June. Second drill will be arriving, soon. And really for us, the combination of approaches here is continuing to drill and step out and grow mineralization on the high-grade targets that we've identified, as well as to undertake both geophysics and drilling on some of the large-scale targets on the eastern part of the district that were new discoveries from last year's program. So we're pretty excited about this. We've just mobilized an IP geophysical crew to the project. That survey will be wrapped up soon, but it's looking to depth on some of these big new discoveries on the east. First time that technique has ever been utilized in this district. So we're pretty excited about that, and we anticipate this program is going to run well into the fall. So we should start to see news from those initial drill holes coming out here relatively soon, and then continue well into the fall in terms of news flow for the company.
All right, Greg. Well, keep us up to date on all the news coming out of the company now with two drill programs underway. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Greg regarding anything going on at Metallic Minerals, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get Greg to address those. And again, we will be following up as some drill results hit the market. Greg, thanks for your time for this update. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks a lot, gents. Great to be back on your program.